I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Steve here, and it's another another episode. This is episode 159, and it's another solo episode. It's just me, just Steve, once again. There's not shit going on, so Brian had some engagements he had to attend, and Alex, you know, he's got some personal stuff going on, so I figured I'd give him the day off, too. So, yeah. It's just me. But it's okay, because I got plenty of shit to fucking talk about. Because that's what I do, I guess, right? Even though whenever I do the episodes by myself, it's usually like about half an hour or so. But, yeah. It's okay. I think this episode, it's gonna be a bit of an interesting one, because we've had some interesting news this week. Especially one big thing that happened this week, which I'll get to a little bit later. But, I guess we can start off with I guess what's been going on with me this week. Not too much, actually. I actually got to watch a documentary. It's actually really cool. I actually really enjoyed it, because it's a documentary about stuff that I like, that stuff that I listen to. So it was the documentary on Agnostic Front, which is a hardcore band from New York, and it's called, what is it called? My brain goes to mush sometimes because I don't remember shit. I think it's just kind of getting old, you know, becoming like old and foggy and shit. What's it called? The Godfathers of Hardcore. That's what it is. That's a documentary. And, this came out on Showtime a few months ago. And, of course, you know, they always replay shit. And I figured, why not watch it? Because, you know, I am a huge fan of hardcore music. So, why not, you know? Shit that I listen to, go see what that's all really about. And it was very interesting to go to see, basically, like, it's mostly about the two leads of the band. They got the guitarist and the singer, Vinny Stigma and Roger Moret. And it basically goes back and forth about their backgrounds and how they became what they became and how they were basically, like, punks in like the late 70s, early 80s, and how they basically made a name for themselves, and how they're still doing that shit now, like 40 years down the road, they're still fucking kicking ass and going on tours world fucking wide. Fucking insane, dude. Really fucking cool. So yeah, go check out The Godfathers of Hardcore. It's a really good documentary. It's especially when you're like into that type of music, into the heavy music and stuff like that. It's a very good documentary to go check out. So, go do that. Go do that now. We also got some new music this week. Yes! We got a bunch of new music, of course. Like I, every week there's always new music, but this week, two awesome singles came out this week. One of them from one of my favorite bands. Well, both of them are actually from two of my favorite bands. Ah, damn. Yeah, a lot of good music from good fucking people. And actually, no, now that I'm looking at this, three fucking songs from three dope-ass bands. I guess the first one I could come up with is that Trivium came out with a new single for the new album called Drowning in the Sun. Drowning in Sound, what the fuck did I just say? Yeah, Drowning in Sound. It's a really dope song. And it's a very good setup for the new album. It's not a different sound from the last one, but it's actually really fucking good. It's pretty good vocals. Guitars are on point like always. Bass is dope. Drumming is fucking in sync. In sync, that's right. I said in sync. Yeah. Yeah, so that song is dope. Then, we also got another song from Slipknot's new album. Yes, we got another song from Slipknot. Yay, that one is called, The Unsainted. And that is an amazing fucking song. Dude, I watched that video like four different times. And I was so fucking excited for it. I was like, yay, I need this, and I cannot wait until August 9th when their new album comes out. Holy shit, that's a long time from now. Well, actually, no, it's not that long from now. But still, like, this shit needs to fucking hurry the fuck up and get here. Because, Steve wants to fucking see it. Steve wants to fucking listen to it. Steve wants to bang his fucking head and shit. Bang my head. Have fun. Enjoy the fucking music. Like I always do. And then, another dope ass song that came out this week was, a song from a little known band that has, members from pretty dope ass bands before then. But, Hell Yeah came out with another fucking single. And this was called Welcome Home. I guess it's their title track to their latest album. And, yeah, it's fucking good. Also, like, it is, I guess this is, kind of like the debut single with, Ray Mayorga from Stone Sour as their drummer. So, yeah. That's fucking interesting. Unless they still have Vinnie Paul doing the drums on this one, but, they made an announcement a few months ago, about a month ago or so, that Ray Mayorga is going to be taking over the drum spot because, of course, you know, Vinnie Paul died. And they needed a spot. Somebody to fill in. So, they're like, hey, Vinny, do you think it'd be cool if Ray signed up for this? He's like, yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool. He's a dope-ass drummer. I can dig it. Yeah, that's what he said. So, so yeah, that song is fucking dope. I'm a big fan of Hell Yeah. Big fan of all their previous projects. The lead singer, of course, we know from fucking Mudvayne. And then, of course, it used to have Dimebag and fucking Vinnie Paul from Pantera. Of course, they're no longer with us, but yeah, we still got some good fucking music out of this shit. Yeah, very fucking awesome. Then also this week I kind of ventured into some Spanish shit, dudes. Yes, some Spanish musics. Of course, last week I kind of spoke about the new Marc Anthony album. But this week I actually got to listen to, thanks to Charlie, I got to listen to this, I guess it's a Colombian singer? It's a Colombian rapper slash singer. Kind of like reggaeton style. But it's really fucking cool. Really good. It's actually something that you can jam to. It's not like all the shitty shit that's out there right now, but it's really good. It's really, really good, actually. Like, I've listened to it at least, like, the latest album, which is 11-11. I guess the time, 11-11. Whatever that means. But, yeah, it's a dope-ass fucking song. It's a dope-ass fucking album, period. The name of the band, the name of the dude is, Maluma. Yeah. It's a weird fucking name. But what do you expect from fucking Colombians, right? Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's fucking dope. So, check that out. That's actually really good, too. What else? As far as this week, I think that's pretty much it. So, let's get into some geek shit. Yes. First, we got some news that, it's pretty sad, but I figured we should start off on a sad note. Stan Lee never got a chance to watch Endgame. Well, the finished product of Endgame. Like, of course, they gave him, like, yo, here, watch a little bit of this, see a little bit of that. And he's like, no, fuck you guys. I want to wait until I see it in theaters with everybody else. Because that's just Stan Lee. He wants to see the finished product. Why not, you know? And yeah, he never got to finish it. He never got to see it. Of course, they filmed his final scene or whatever. Well, not his final scene, but his scene in the movie. But yeah, he never got to watch the actual film. The actual greatness that is Endgame. Yeah, it's pretty sad. Yeah. That fucking sucks, dude. Like, I would have loved to see it if I was, like, actually in it before it even came out. Like, yeah, fuck it, why not? I created most of these characters, why the fuck not? Show me everything way before everybody else sees it. That's what I fucking do, right? But yeah, that's a sad fucking thing. So, gonna get off the sadness for a second. let's see, what was the next one? I got some interesting news, actually. What's his face? Chris Rock. Yes, that's right, Chris Rock is actually planning on rebooting the Saw franchise. What? Yes, Chris Rock, comedian, actor, producer, awesome dude, is actually planning on rebooting the Saw series. Yeah. And this is going to be, of course, in conjunction with Lionsgate and Twisted Pictures. And, yeah, it's very fucking interesting to see how he's going to do this. Because, of course, you know, we've seen, you know, Jordan Peele do some shit that's pretty amazing as far as, like, horror stuff. So, kind of seeing another comedian venture into the horror genre is very fucking interesting. Because you get to see, like, okay, is he going to be as good as him? Even though, you know, people say don't, you know, compare these people, but why the fuck not? So, like, in the article that I read, Chris Rock said, I've been a fan of the Saw series since the first film in 2004, and I'm very excited for the opportunity to take this to a really intense and twisted new place. Yeah. I'm excited for this. I cannot wait. Also, longtime series producer, Mark Berg and Aaron Coles. Or Coles. Cowles. I don't know how to fucking say this, pronounce his name. Said Chris wants to put his own spin on the Saw franchise. In the way Eddie Murphy put his completely fresh perspective on the buddy cop films with 48 hours. This new Saw is going to be an event film in the making for horror fans. It will have all the twists and turns and hardcore layers that our fans expect, directed by one of the masters of the craft, Darren Lynn Bousman. We can't wait to get started. Yeah, so they also got Darren Lynn Bousman to direct it. I don't know who he is or who she is. I'm not exactly sure, so I'm gonna IMDb that. And, see who this person is, because I'm completely, like, trying to figure this shit out. Darren Lynn. Here we go. Okay, so it is a dude. And Darren Lynn Bousman actually directed the second Saw movie. He also directed Rebo, the genetic opera, which I fucking enjoyed the fuck out of. That shit was awesome. That's one of my favorite musicals, I guess you can say. What else has he done? In the Tales of Halloween, and Jealous, The Barons, The Devil's Carnival. I think I've seen The Devil's Carnival, I don't remember. Did I watch it? Yes, this looks quite familiar. Mother's Day, Fear Itself, Repo, Saw 4, Saw 3, Saw 2. Yeah, so he's directed a few Saw movies, and then, and now he's coming back to do, I guess, the reboot of the series. So, why the fuck not, dude? This dude is gonna be... He's already had his hands in the Saw series, so why not just give it to him again, right? Why the fuck not? I'd do it. Shit. You'd do a way better job than I would. Tell you that much. Yeah, so that's fucking exciting. I actually want to see this now. It's not like I didn't want to see it before, but like now I want to see it even more. Yeah, because I like it. I like horror shit. And speaking of horror shit, this doesn't have anything to do with horror other than the fact that James Wan, the producer, well, the director and creator of the fucking Annabelle series and fucking recently Aquaman and also The Conjuring and Insidious and all that shit that's fucking awesomely horrifying. He's actually producing something brand new. Not necessarily brand new, but he's producing something else that is actually in the works. And that's, he's producing something, of course, that's actually being recorded or going to be shot down in Australia. And, the thing is, it's kind of like a reboot or a retelling of the story or something. But, fucking Mortal Kombat, dudes. Yes. James Wan is producing a Mortal Kombat film in motherfucking Australia. Yes. Is this going to be a reboot? Let's see. As I'm reading through it. Doesn't say anything about it being a reboot or what is it exactly going to be. But I'm down. James Wan does, to me, he honestly hasn't done anything wrong in the movies. So yeah, I'm excited for this shit. I cannot wait. I am down for pretty much anything that James Wan has to do right now. Been a fan of his for quite a while. And, bring that shit on, dudes. And, I guess that leads us to the biggest news that came out this week. That, kinda worried about, kinda weary And it's funny because I was just thinking about this a few minutes before I started recording, is that every time there's a new Batman, I do a solo episode. Yeah, last time when Batfleck came about, I did a solo episode that time. And this time, we got the news that Robert Pattinson from the Twilight series is going to be playing Batman in the newest iteration of the Batman for the DC Cinematic Universe. Motherfucking sparkly vampires have made their way into the DC Universe. Detective Comics Universe. Detective Comics Cinematic Universe. Honestly, when it came down to Batfleck, I was super, super fucking excited for it. And I was like, yo, you guys are going to be hating. It's going to be amazing. And to me, I always said he is the best part of the Justice League movie. He was the best part of the Justice League movie. And of course, unfortunately, we aren't going to see him in the new one because they've been talking about getting somebody a little bit younger. Because they're trying to, I guess, go back into Batman's story. Not necessarily going through his origins, but seeing a younger version of Batman. Because technically, Bruce Wayne as Ben Affleck was in like his mid to late 40s. Looking old and decrepit and shit. So, I guess they're going for somebody a little bit younger now. According to the article that I read, they're looking for Batman to be in his 30s. Like his mid to, well, early 30s. Not mid to late 30s, because that'd just be like, why don't you just fucking use Ben Affleck at that point? But yeah. I honestly don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if I should be ranting and raving or be super excited for this. I'm kind of in the middle right now. Yeah, he did Twilight, you know, years ago. Just like Ben Affleck did, like, the Reindeer Games years ago. I'm not gonna lie, though. I enjoyed Reindeer Games. Just like, you know, lots of people enjoyed the Twilight movies. So, do they compare? I don't know. I really haven't watched the Twilight movies. But, and as, you know, time progressed, Ben Affleck became a better actor. And he did a lot more things that, kind of, broadened his acting chops. He became better with age. You know, like a fine wine, you know? So, does that mean that, Robert Pattinson got better at acting? To the point that he could do a really good Batman? So I'm kind of on the fence about it. Because, you know, I'm not gonna fully be like, fuck this shit, I'm not gonna watch this anymore, like, fuck it, I don't care. Because of him. But I'm not gonna say, like, yo, I'm all in on this. Let's do it. Let's watch this. I wanna see this bad. Like I said, I'm kind of wary about it. But who knows? It could be awesome. But it could also be like most of the DC movies. Kind of shitty. at least the earlier DC movies. Because, oh yeah, I forgot to mention earlier that I saw Shazam. And it was fucking awesome. I really fucking enjoyed Shazam. I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected to. But it was really fun. Also had a lot of heart. And it was pretty good action. A lot of the sci-fi suspense and scenes were really good. So I was excited for that shit. But as far as Robert Pattinson being Batman, I don't know. I'll just have to wait and see. And then, a little after we got that news, we also got news that they technically kind of sort of announced that there's going to be two villains in this movie. So I'm like, okay, cool. They're going to do new villains because we've seen almost every single villain that we've had in Batman history, like, multiple fucking times. And, yeah, we're, getting two villains that we've seen on multiple fucking times. So, according to the internet, they're saying the two villains for this one are Catwoman and the Penguin. So it's like you're going back to Batman Returns. This is another Batman Returns. This is a remake of Batman Returns. The exact two same villains are in another Batman movie. We've had like 18 different reiterations of fucking Catwoman. Penguin we haven't really had much of. But we did just have a dope-ass Penguin in fucking Gotham. And now we're gonna get another version of Penguin. Yeah. So, this is probably the only thing that's kinda got me, like, got my gears a-grinding. Yeah. Kinda got me, like, thinking, why? Why DC? Why more Penguin and Catwoman? Why couldn't you go with a whole totally different fucking villain? There are so many villains for Batman to go by. Or not even just go by villains, go by a whole new circle of people. Like, why can't you just do that? One of the things that I was hoping for, which I don't know, it might wind up happening later on in the future, or probably not, because they're just doing whatever the fuck they want. But I was hoping that they would go with the whole, like, the Court of Owls shit. Dude, the Court of Owls shit is fucking amazing. Like, fucking Scott Snyder did such a fucking good job with that shit. Like, why the fuck wouldn't they do that? That'd be some awesome thing that you see, like, okay, you get to see a younger version of Batman, which is what we're getting, and we're not getting the same characters that we've seen over and over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah, so I'm not very excited for the villains. Granted, they could get fucking good people for it, but, like, why? Just get new fucking characters. And then another fucking bullshit shit that I saw online was that fucking people are, like, I don't know if they're petitioning or they're just putting it out there. They're like, oh yeah, being that Robert Pattinson's gonna be in it as fucking Batman, why don't you just bring in fucking Kristen Stewart into it as fucking Catwoman? No! We don't need fucking Kristen Stewart in this. Of course, yes, she has gotten better at acting, but she still has that, like, that resting bitch face that I don't want to see in a fucking horror comic book movie. Like,
I don't want to act here today, so I'm just going to sit here and have a really deep voice, because, I'm going to laugh like this.
Yeah. Not excited for this shit. I really hope they don't pick her. I really hope they don't. Oh, God, I'd be so sad. Yeah. Fucking sucks, dudes. Hopefully they can get their shit straight over there. Because, honestly, I don't want to fucking see that shit. If it's gonna be another fucking retelling of fucking Batman Returns. Next thing we're going to find out is fucking Tim Burton is directing this shit too. Which I wouldn't mind, because I am a fan of Tim Burton movies. But, I don't know. I'm not excited for another fucking Batman movie. Even though I am a huge fucking Batman fan. At this point, 2/3 of the Batman movie that we're going to see, it's not something that I really want to see. Okay, let me rephrase this. 3/4 of the new Batman movie that we're about to see, I don't really want to see. 3/4 being, of course, I don't want to see another Catwoman version, another version of fucking Penguin. And like I said, I'm kind of wishy-washy on Pattinson, I guess you can say. Pattinson. Kind of iffy on him, because why should I be so excited for it, for him? So I guess I put that as a 4th. So yeah, you could say it's fucking 2/3. I'm saying it's a 4th. So it's a 3/4. Of my excitement for fucking the Batman is there. It's not there, actually. 3/4 is not there. Because, I'm not very excited for that shit. But it could be awesome. But I don't know, Matt Reeves. Why, Matt Reeves? Why would you do this, Matt Reeves? And DC Comics. You guys really know how to get people pissed off. Because there are tons of people that are upset about this online. Personally, I'm not very upset. Because I'm just like, whatever. DC movies haven't been that great recently. So, it kind of goes along the lines of, okay, crap feeds into crap feeds into crap. So, yeah. We'll just have to wait and see until, 2021 when this comes out? Is it gonna be good? Is it gonna be alright? Is it actually gonna be better than fucking, Justice League? Because Justice League was okay, but Batman was the best part of Justice League, and he was only in it for a certain amount of time. So yeah, we'll see. We will definitely have to fucking see. But as of right now, I am saying that I am on the fence on Pattinson. Yeah. Not all the way excited for it in the slightest. But it could be something that's amazing. It could be like the best fucking Batman ever portrayed in the cinematic universe. He could be an actual a better version of Christian Bale's Batman, right? Because Christian Bale's Batman had a weird fucking voice, but Christian Bale did play a very good Bruce Wayne. which I did commend him for. I do say Christian Bale was an awesome Bruce Wayne. Ben Affleck was an awesome Bruce Wayne. Kind of more of a Bruce Wayne than a Batman. In the Batman part, he was kind of... he was good. But he wasn't like, oh my god, he's fucking amazing as Batman. But, yeah, he was good. I enjoyed him as Batman. And then, like, I was excited to see him do more Batman stuff, but of course now we're not gonna see that shit. Who else played Batman? Mr. Mom did pretty good as fucking Batman. What the fuck is his name? From Batman Returns? The Batman that was in Batman and Batman Returns. My head is drawing a fucking blank right now. What the fuck, dudes? See, this is the type of shit that happens when, like, you're recording pretty late. And your brain doesn't work as good as it should be. Michael Keaton. Yes. Michael fucking Keaton. Is he as good as Michael Keaton's version of Batman? Michael Keaton's Batman was pretty good too. I enjoyed it. He was a funny actor going into a serious role. And that was good. He did a good job. I enjoyed him as Batman and as Bruce Wayne. Or is he going to be better than Kevin Conroy's version of Batman? Interesting. Yes. Because Kevin Conroy's voice is the epitome of what Batman should sound like. So, why would you go with anybody else? Yes. Kevin Conroy, Batman? Fuck yeah. Or if you want to go a little more classic, why don't you go with fucking Adam West, Batman? Are you going to be all cheesy and jokey and shit? What are you going to do? I don't think they're going to go with that season-y shit, because of course, this is the DC universe, and we're all about the dull seriousness. So everything's going to be all dark and gloomy. But we'll see. We will see. Yeah. And, I guess that kind of wraps it up for this week. Go to InnerCityGeeks.com, where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show, the Inner City Geeks Podcast. We have, Yay Toys, Comics Con Sabor, Anime World, Manga Times, which will be coming back very soon. We also have Good Games Podcast on there, and old episodes of this one, and a bunch of other shit on there sometimes. So go to InnerCityGeeks.com, like I said, where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes for you to check out. Yeah, go do that. Also, something that may be happening sometime soon, we may get a video companion of this show. Yes. So you'll get to see my lovely mug on your computers and televisions and fucking cell phones. You're gonna be like, what the fuck? Why is his beard so amazing? Oh my god, it's probably because he uses Beard Octane products. Yes. Bam! Perfect fucking segue. go check out Beard Octane, dudes. They got a whole bunch of shit that, they can get for your beards. Yes, there's a lot of bearded dudes in this community where a bunch of geeks have beards. So, make sure you take care of your shit. You don't want your shit to look like shit. So, get some beard oil, get some beard balm, make it look pretty. And when you're on there, make sure you go check out the sales they got. They got some good fucking shits on there. I know last week they had a really dope sale, which was a buy three and get the fourth oil for fucking free. What? It's fucking insane, dudes. I don't know what sale they have going on this week, but they do have a lot of cool shit on there. One thing that I do suggest you get is the liquid gold. Liquid gold is really good. You can get it either as a bomb or as an oil or as a bomb. The bombs are really fucking good. Bombs, I mean like bomb, not like explosion bomb, but bomb as in like lotion, kind of, in a way. Yeah, like waxy lotion. Yeah, so you can get the beard bomb. Beard bomb's actually really good. For those that don't know, beard bombs are used to kind of match your hair down. It's kind of like a hair gel. You know how people used to use hair gel back in the day? Or like hairspray to keep their hair from going all over the place. So yeah, that's exactly what a beard balm does. And it makes it look all nice and pretty. It's when you're going out like on a date or if you're going to fucking on an interview. You're on an interview, you got a beard, you want your beard to look good, you want to impress people, get some liquid gold beard balm from fucking Beard Octane. Yes, go check that shit out. And when you're at Beard Octane, enter code ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase at checkout. Do that. ICG10. BeardOctane.com. Excuse me, I just burped. But, yeah, do that. Also on InterstateGeeks.com, you'll find a link to Amazon.com where you can get a bunch of shit. You can go see the Twilight movies on there. Pretty sure they have that shit on Amazon. Or you can go probably find all of Robert Pattinson's other movies. Or you can go back and not worry about watching the new one and go watch Batman Returns. Because that shit is dope. So, yeah. You can do that. Or you could put fucking Avengers Endgame on pre-order on Amazon. But before you go to Amazon, go to InterstateGeeks.com and you click on that link. And it'll take you straight there. Yes. And then we'll get a little bit of kickback from that. What else? Also, on InterstateGeeks.com, we have a link to So Sick Clothing Company. Make sure you check them out for all your apparel needs, your geeky apparel needs. They have t-shirts and hoodies and sweaters and caps and Scullies and a bunch of cool shit, man. They got a lot of cool designs. They've been doing a lot of new designs, so make sure you go check them out. They got a lot of cool shit on there. And at checkout, put in offer code InterCityGeeks, all one word, InterCityGeeks, at checkout, and you get 15% off of all their shit. And if you buy their shit, you can fucking tag them on the social medias when you buy their stuff. You put it on, take a picture with it, and they will share your shit on their page. They will share your picture on their page. So that's SoSickClothing.co. Go check it out. Then offer code ICG. No, Inner City Geeks. Yeah, do it. My brains is all in a mush. To find out more shit from us, of course, to listen to the show, you can listen to us on Spotify. That's right, I'm going backwards. Google Play Music. Stitcher Radio. Wow, that was a fucking brief, crazy break. And SoundCloud. Check out every single motherfucking episode of the Initiative Geeks on all those places. So SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. You can always reach out to us on the social medias at InterCityGeeks on the Facey Space, on Instagram, on Twitter, all InterCityGeeks on all the pages. All in one word, because I know you people sometimes like, oh yeah, the InterCityGeeks, two, three separate words? No. It's all one fucking word. One motherfucking word. InterCityGeeks. Yes. What else? You can find me at Mr. Jackal, M-I-S-T-E-R J-A-C-K-A-L. And before I go, I always like to put on some fucking music. So, this week, why the fuck not? Why don't I play some dope ass fucking music? Of course, I said, Slipknot came out with a new song this week. Oh shit. Called The Unsainted. Oh fucking shit. Yes. But today, as of this recording, it was already covered. Yes, there is a acoustic cover version of this song by none other than the other person that came out with another dope-ass fucking song this week. Matt Heafy, the lead singer of fucking Trivium, already made a fucking cover of it. So I figured, why don't we play that at the end of the episode? Because it's a really good fucking cover. Because Matt Heafy has a really good fucking voice, and he does really good acoustic covers. So, fucking yes. Check that shit out, because that shit is playing right after this fucking shit is over. Yes. So, love you guys for fucking listening to the show. You guys are awesome. Make sure you let me know what's up, dudes. Checking me out. Thanks for supporting this amazing fucking show. And, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Never kill myself to save my soul. I was gone, but how was I to know? Didn't come this far to sing so low. I'm finally holding on, still letting go. Never kill myself to save my soul. I'm finally holding on to letting go. Didn't come this far to sing so low. I'm finally holding on to letting go. I'm just weathering a rough patch. Another villain with an itch to scratch. Denial is the darkest when you live in a hole. Why does the hell make you feel so cold? Make a move and you pay for it. Pick a lord and you pray for it. You're so demanding when you want the truth, but your stories don't read for me. Oh, I'll never kill myself to save my soul. I was dumb but I was out of know. Didn't come this far to sing so low. I'm finally holding on to letting go. Decision overload. Keep a buckle on the devil, eyes on the road. Reaching out for the hand of God. But did you think you'd shake your own? This killing field is all grown over. The motherfucker wants it wild. Go sow your oats in alphabetical order. The anti-antagonist is back in style. Myopic cannot see straight. Dystopic once and too late. Could lie if you want to believe, but your Bibles don't work on me. Oh, never kill myself to save my soul. I was gone, but I was out of know. Didn't come this far to sing so low. I'm finally holding on to letting go. again. I'm not your sin. I was all that you wanted more, but you didn't want me. I was more than you thought I could be. So I'm setting you free, I'm setting you free. You killed the saint in me. How dare you murder me? You killed the saint in me. Never killed myself to save my soul. I was gone, but I was out of know. Didn't come this far to sing so low. I'm finally holding on to letting go. You killed the scene in me. How dare you murder me? You killed the scene in me. How dare you murder me?